This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Kusu Chuang and Joyce Goh with the top business stories of the day. Before we get to that, a quick reminder that after the 8 o'clock bulletin, we have the Breakfast Grill. Our guest this morning, Professor Fleming Bessenbacher, the chairman of the Carlsberg Foundation. I'm going to be talking to him about this extraordinary foundation that was set up in the late 19th century. Now, let's go to some hot news. This has to do with controversy that's raging over the alleged remuneration, very high remuneration, for Tansi Sharil Samsudin, who is with Sapura. He also survived a bid to oust him as Sapura's director and CEO. On the line, we have Leah Rahman, a general manager of the Minority Shareholder Watchdog.
Yeah, Ponlea, welcome to the show. Now, I understand that both MSWG plus the EPF were very vocal in their criticism of Tan Sri's compensation at a time when the financial fortunes of the company are not doing too well. What actually happened and what are your views on this?
Well, we seem to have a loss, Leah. We're going to be back with it, but let's go through some of the numbers, at least reported around the story of Tan Sri Sharil Samsudin.
Yeah, look, the issue really focuses on the mismatch between performance of the between the company's performance and the compensation of obviously Tan Sri Sharil, who is both the most senior leader of the company as well as the single largest shareholder. I just want to point out some figures here. Revenue fell off a cliff from 2 years ago, just 5.9 billion ringgit from the previous 7.7 billion ringgit in the last fiscal year. It fell to a 900 million ringgit loss from a half billion ringgit profit a year earlier. But at the same time, his compensation stayed pat at 72 million ringgit. His actual basic salary is just 7 million ringgit, but he got 55 million ringgit in bonuses. That works out to roughly 200,000 ringgit a day.
Okay, we have Leah Rahman back. She's the general manager with the Shareholder Watchdog Group.
Yeah, Ponlea, thanks for joining us. I understand you and EPF were both present at the AGM yesterday for Sapura Energy. What was the basis for your opposition to the compensation?
Yeah, I mean, to clear up you, it's not only MSWG and EPF, as well as Quad was there, PNB Rep was there. You see, actually, shareholders, both institutional, not only institutional, but also British shareholders, are very unhappy on the excessive remuneration paid to Tan Sri Sharil. And over the years, the same issue has been raised at the AGMs of Sapura. And the rationale and the basis to justify the said remunerations are really not acceptable. So yesterday at the AGM, you can see the focus were mainly on the issue of the remuneration by both institutional as well as the retail shareholders. And institutional investors under the umbrella of Institutional Investors Council, MSWG, as well as retail shareholders, collectively we voted against the resolution on the re-election of the independent directors, as well as the remuneration for the directors. The reason why we voted against these resolutions is that we want to send a very strong message and to show our seriousness in wanting the board to really commit and address the said issue and just don't like take note and give rationale and justification, which is not acceptable at all over the years.
Ponlea, so this is the first time that the Institutional Investor Council has taken this collective decision to vote against this director's re-election. But then again, I think looking at the results, he went through, Tan Sri Sharil went through, he's still reappointed. So what are you all going to do after this? What's the next step?
But you look at the result, as much as we're disappointed, we thought that, at least the election will not be carried. But if you look at the result of the voting, especially the re-election of the independent director, who is a member of Remuneration Committee, was only about 54%, you see? And this showed a strong message that we're very serious and we want the board to take serious position of the shareholders' right and the shareholders' voice. And this will not stop here. Come next year, if the situation is still the same, perhaps one day we believe that we will be able to really exercise shareholder activism and thus vote against the directors for failing to do what the shareholders have requested them to do.
Yeah, Pwande, very interesting you point out, because you're saying that both PNB and EPF, as well as I think Co-op as well as EPF, also the unanimous nature of all the institutional shareholders in opposing Tan Sri's pay. It, you know, let's extend the discussion a bit further out. And obviously, Sapura Energy is not the only, I guess, transgressor of this particular ruling. I think Genting, for example, might be also under the spotlight. You know, what is your sense of the rise of shareholder activism in Malaysia?
I think this is the starting point we are going to do. And we are looking at a few other companies who we can see that they have been paying excessive remuneration to their EDs. So this is a starting point of what we're going to do. And collectively, we already said that we're going to relook at a few other companies.
Thank you so much, Leah. That was Leah Rahman, General Manager of the Minority Shareholder Watchdog Group. I find that really a fascinating story, guys. You know, the idea of minority shareholders, shareholder activism, and holding the board to account. I mean, in a new era of Malaysia, everybody is going to be held accountable for, you know, you can't simply at whim and fancy, you know, reward yourself.
Yeah, it's a refreshing development, because back in the day, it wasn't that long ago that Malaysians generally were very, inert and compliant minority shareholders, you know, letting major owners run roughshod over their rights. You know, just to basically home down, so zone in on Sapura Energy, Tan Sri Sharil's compensation was actually just 7 million ringgit basic salary, but he had 55 million ringgit in bonuses, okay? Which, I guess, if you do well, it's kind of like justified. But this comes at a time when the company dropped into the red by, you know, they lost 900 million ringgits year ending March 2018 from a 440 million ringgit profit a year earlier. They depleted their cash from 2.8 billion to just 611 million ringgit. And, you know, when I look at the first quarter results from succeeding that financial year, they've depleted cash a further nearly 500 million ringgit to just 98 million ringgit currently. So obviously the company is really suffering.
Yeah, and you can see shareholder activism happening really, I mean, alive and well. Yesterday, EPF head of equity research department, Nor Azam Yahya, was addressing at the AGM yesterday, and he made comments as well. He said that, you know, Sapura Energy's consistent move to grant Sharil an annual take-home pay of between 70 million ringgit and 80 million ringgit was irresponsible, especially given the company's poor financial performance over the last few years. I mean, looking at Sapura Energy's net loss of 2.5 billion ringgit, this was for FY 2018. This is what's quoted in the papers. Net loss, again, 2.5 billion ringgit. And his take-home pay, you know, you have between, what, 70 million ringgit and 80 million ringgit.
Well, this conversation...
So my numbers actually are in US dollars. Yeah, actually, that's in ringgit terms. So actually, they lost 2.5 billion ringgit. That she lost here was $900 million. So multiply that by
so net loss, and he got a bonus. Are
you
saying?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, this happens in other sectors of the economy. I'm not saying Malaysia, but banking is very notorious for compensating their top.
Well, in America,
but if they make a loss, I think you should. I mean, if they make a profit, yeah, you probably deserve a performance bonus.
I mean, banking in America is hugely disproportionate in terms of the CEO compensation to the company performance. I mean, you know, people like Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan, Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, you know, for example, Bank of America, they all lost tons of money following the global financial crisis, but they still got huge compensation, they still got huge bonuses and share allocations.
Well, there's also a story in the Edge Financial Daily on this, on Sharil explaining his high pay. In quotes, he says, you know, that there's this covenant, share covenant to his package. So he says that, you know, this means that if I sell my shares, the loan will default. If I step down from being CEO, the loan will default as well. This is what he said when with regards to his package. So this is an interesting development as well. So there is a share covenant that is that's where his salary hinges on.
Yeah, I think that was a point of contention that the company was trying to defend Tan Sri's compensation, which of course the MSWG said was not good enough, because if you tie the CEO's salary and his position in the company to the basically the debt position of the business, then he becomes almost irreproachable in his performance, because then you can't lower his salary, nor can you lower his bonus.
Or can you
take him out? Yeah.
Well, you know, because this is just part of what's become a kind of national conversation about remuneration. We've had discussions about the heads of GLICs and GLCs as well. The question is, is corporate Malaysia, is there kind of a gravy train as well? Well, in corporate Malaysia, and if, say, for instance, EPF and Co-op and all these other institutions, public institutions, weren't in fact invested in these companies, would it matter as much? Because of course now we have all kinds of other players that are affected by these compensation packages.
Yeah, the Edge came out with this CEO remuneration in 2017, and the average is about, for all CEOs, is about 2 million ringgit, for a year, and the average remuneration for the highest 40 CEOs in non-GLCs is about 21 million ringgit. Still 21 million ringgit compared to 70 million ringgit and 80 million ringgit. That's a big of a gap there.
Yeah, owner control, the owner majority type companies that tend to pay themselves much, much more. I mean, of course, Genting's Tan Sri Lim Kok Teh being one of the most famous examples. Of course, KLK as well, one of them. And I think IOI is up, even Public Bank. But, Shell as a public bank would be, I guess, more happy to let Tan Sri take his big money, because the company's done really well.
Well, Tan Sri Shell did say that, he did not ask for the high compensation. He says his salary is determined by the board.
Okay, so it's in the why you beef scenario, you can always say no, I believe. Okay, we're coming up to the top of the hour. We'll be back with the Breakfast Grill. Our guest this morning, Professor Fleming Baschenbauer, who is chairman of the Carlsberg Foundation. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.